This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and 930. The Answer. Now, we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, let's not forget our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, Felix and the United Post Office workers out there, bulk mail guys hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And, of course, Tom and the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel or wherever it needs to go so we, the people, can motor along today. Now, let's not forget also that you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, check us out on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. And we're on Truth Social. We are also on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captains. That's Captain with an S at the end of it. Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And by the way, our show is always streaming there, live when we're on the air, for the 4 hours we're on the air. It's there from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. And then it plays the stream of that current show when we get done. It starts over again, and it plays it all day and all night until we start out again live at 2 a.m. the next night. Okay. We're going to go back to the phone line, and we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics in California. IA. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for a second time?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize the 2 points under God because our great founding forefathers understood. That's why it's in there, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, Mr. Kyle, we're going back to the drawing board here. Joe Biden signed the $280 billion semiconductor bill.
That's right. It's called the Chips and Science Act of 2022. But, of course, you know, I love chips and salsa, by the way.
I thought you were talking about Chips, the television show.
That's right. Well, the Chips and Science Act of 2022 had some pretty broad bipartisan support, and it went through Congress without any real problem at all. It's definitely going to spend a lot of money, evidently, to build more chips here in this country. $52.7 billion for research. Looks like another $13.2 billion for R&D and workforce development. So definitely it's an interesting thing because obviously, Captain, you know, the idea of making these little chips, these little semiconductors and so forth that go into almost every single product that you buy or every single device or any kind of appliance that you have and so forth, it's very important.
Now, a lot of people are just starting to catch on to the fact because they haven't been paying attention for whatever reason with some of the grocery prices, unless they were on a really strict diet or, you know, as far as expenses and what a budget too. But here's the thing. The Americans now are starting to really pay higher grocery prices. And most expect the cost of food is going to keep on going up. It's not going to go down anytime soon. And they're probably correct.
Well, right. Why would we expect that the food prices would suddenly start to go down anytime soon? Because, you know, we've seen obviously what's happening with fuel. Now, in some cases, gas has come down a little bit here and there. But, Captain, we've also got other issues in terms of the food chain and the food cycle and the distribution and all this kind of thing. And it's just getting much more expensive just to go get the basic stuff. You know, run to the store, get some milk and bread and get, you know, and stuff like that. And it's going to cost a lot more than it did 4 months ago, 6 months ago, certainly a year and a half ago, almost 2 years.
Yeah. And gasoline over by me had dropped down over the weekend. And then yesterday it started creeping back up again. I'll be curious to see what's going on this morning.
Well, exactly right. And even though it's come down a little bit, you know, comparatively speaking, I think, Captain, that we'll continue to see, you know, major issues with fuel prices, especially because this administration seems to be so dead set against having more opportunity to drill more oil, refine more oil, this kind of thing, even though they'll tell you the exact opposite, but the proof's in the pudding.
Now, the 755-page Inflation Reduction Act, which was passed, signed by President Biden, gives the IRS an additional $70.9 billion to target taxpayers that may owe the Internal Revenue and the federal government more money.
You know, this was a big topic of conversation at the White House press briefing, Captain, on Tuesday. And the idea, of course, is are these 87,000, it's projected, new IRS agents, are they going to be going after people making under 400,000? They were told no, but we'll see.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful Monday morning, and I shall return right after this.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell, and, of course, MyPillow. MyPillow also has another venture. Mike Lindell has a venture called MyStore.com. You can go over there, use the same promo code, Captain, shop the store, see what he has to offer, and use that promo code to save yourself a bunch of money on the products he has in there. And it's kind of like Kmart or Walmart, where you get a lot of different things in there. It's not just about pillows and things for the bedroom and whatnot. They've got household goods and whatnot in there. And you might like what you see, so check it out. MyStore.com, promo code Captain. And, of course, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Now, the phone number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. All you got to do is mention the promo code Captain, and you're in like Flynn, and away you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And appreciate you, and I hope you're having fun coasting along here, because here we go, the downward stretch for this half hour. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, General Milley, we all know who he is, right?
Oh, yes.
He was appointed by President Trump, and he proactively declared a while back, that he was going to fight a U.S. president by subverting his actions and intent. Was this part of a planned coup?
Yeah, I don't know that to be the case necessarily, but I think a lot of times there was a lot of posturing and positioning of, you know, I'm not going to follow that, and I'm concerned about this. And wasn't, correct me if I'm wrong, was he the one that called the Chinese counterparts or something and said, look, we've got all this under control, don't worry about it?
Right.
That was Milley, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that kind of thing. And I think, unfortunately, I think President Trump expected the military brass and so forth and the generals and so forth that they were going to be really on the up and up with him. Some of many were, of course, but some just were not, evidently.
Yeah. He got in between the president and several different things when he came to China because Trump was trying to go a definitive path. Which his way, by the way, did work, and we were doing a lot better off with the folks in China than we are today. That is a no-brainer. Now, also, the U.S. has lost half its fighter jets and tons of warships in a Chinese war game.
Yeah, this is not good. That's for sure. And of course, Captain, you know, while the American military at the high levels seems to be worried about a lot of different things that don't have much evidently to do with war fighting to a great degree, the Chinese military continues to build and build and build. And something that Joe Biden has said occasionally over time, you know, is that the idea that they can focus, they can turn on a dime, basically. I'm just paraphrasing here. And that is true. But you have that kind of system, the leadership can focus on what they want to do, and they want to build up, and they want to be the strongest military, and they're going to try to achieve it for real. Our system is a little bit different, but at the same time, though, you know, we're also, you know, fighting for freedom and this kind of thing. But we have to be very careful. We can't get behind that far. Because otherwise you've got an adversary who would love nothing more than to be able to do something and be unopposed for fear that we couldn't do anything.
Now, former FBI agent, there's been a bunch of them on TV lately, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Well, there was one on Fox, and that agent said that at Mar-a-Lago, the raid there was likely due to an informant that they had on the inside.
Well, very possible. Someone infiltrated or this kind of thing, or someone disgruntled in some way. This wouldn't be the first time we've heard about something like that in a political situation like this.
And again, we mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to repeat it again because it's worth repeating. New York's former governor, the ex-governor, Andrew Cuomo, is demanding the Department of Justice explain what they did and why they did it.
Well, I was really pleasantly surprised when I heard the former New York governor talk about that earlier on Tuesday. You know, he talked about basically the relatively minor records issues, right? That just paraphrasing again here. But otherwise, you know, I think he was also saying that unless they have something that's really substantial here to go after the former president because of what would ultimately amount to be minor sorts of records issues between the archivist and the former president's office, you know, that would be such an egregious kind of thing. And I was, again, pleased that the former governor came out so strongly with that.
Now, Donald Trump said that it's time to start talking of making America great again. That, to me, is his secret CB code word for the fact that he's getting ready to announce.
Right. And you remember how Trump was vilified, or, you know, in his original campaign, Make America great again. Oh, that's racist. You're just talking about going back to the days of slavery. And I mean, every single kind of horrible thing was said about Donald Trump because he wanted to make America great again. And people said America was never great, Mr. Trump, and this kind of thing. It was ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Well, when he talks about make America great again, he's just talking about what it was like on January 20th, 2021. We're just trying to turn the clock back a little bit so we can get back to the lower prices, better fuel prices, better opportunity for Americans of all walks of life, all over the country. That's what he's talking about, folks, when he says make America great again.
Now, I've talked about this, and we got into this conversation. I've told you that I believe that the Republicans are going to take back 25 to 30 seats in the House of Representatives, maybe even more, but 25 to 30 is my number. Could be as high as 35. So I could open the window up and say 25 to 35. But the Senate, where the real prize is when they get a hold of the second body, The Senate is where I believe they have an excellent chance to pick up 5 or 6 seats.
Yeah, I believe so. Especially, Captain, this trend continues. And this event with the Trump at Mar-a-Lago, again, is a galvanizing event. You might have some people that might have been sitting on the fence in the sense of, well, I wonder what's going on here. If they start to see it as a purely political maneuver, then that could spell a lot of problems for Democrats in November, regardless of, or actually I should say, in addition to
right.
the inflation and all the other stuff that's going on.
And there's plenty of stuff.
There's so much stuff that we can't get a handle on at all. And because it's affecting people's lives on a daily basis. It's not a far-off thing. It's not something that's, quote, on the news. It's in your world. It's what's happening.
Now, while we're watching the January 6th hearings on TV, I watch them fairly frequently whenever I have an opportunity to. I like to watch it live if I can. Because I want to see who flipped their switch, blew their gourd that day, if you know what I mean. But the hearings are having very little impact on the public. They're just not paying attention to them.
No, I think generally speaking, you know, if people are pro-Trump, well, then the hearings are a sham, this kind of thing. If you're anti-Trump, well, he's the devil incarnate, and, you know, they're finally getting to all this stuff and having these kinds of hearings. And so I think it's not gonna move the needle per se in terms of someone who's very anti-Trump. They just are lapping this stuff up. But it does lead us to this, though, Captain, and that is, we don't have the ability, at least from what we can tell right now in this country anymore, we don't have the ability to have a national consensus on something that just appears that this is obviously wrong-headed or it's one-sided. And that's why I brought up, you know, if you're pro or con, this kind of thing, because it used to be, maybe a long time ago, that there was a lot better capacity to reach that kind of idea, the critical mass. And I don't think there was critical mass when the impeachments were done against Trump, for example. But there was a critical mass when Nixon was going to be impeached. It never got to that point, obviously, but because he resigned. But it was that kind of thing where people could look at something and go, yeah, this is not good. I don't agree with this, or this is not a good hearing, or this is a good hearing. We're just not at that point anymore.
By the way, folks, when we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the elections that were held last night, some of the states. I suppose one of the more significant ones was Wisconsin, where the Trump-endorsed gubernatorial candidate won. So there you go. And we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that FBI agents raided his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Law enforcement officials did not immediately respond to requests for comment on Trump's claims. The focus of the investigation was not immediately clear. The U.S. National Archives and Records Administration in February notified Congress that it had recovered about 15 boxes of White House documents from Trump's Florida home, some of which contain classified materials. And wants the West to ban all Russian travelers. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is hoping to push Western leaders to put more pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a Washington Post interview published Monday, Zelensky argued that the current sanctions on Russia are weak and said a travel ban and a total embargo on Russian energy would send a powerful message. I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. And before I get back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And you know, these guys are on a mission. You're rarely seeing this kind of focus and commitment. And seriously, folks, they recently shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the coming year. And I believe they're going to do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches or pain, then I'm suggesting you order the 3-week quick start, still discounted to $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And then after that, about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. And remember, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com, /captain, relieffactor.com, /captain. And again, while you're there, $19.95 is all it costs. They have other products there too, but the Relief Factor is $19.95. Give it a shot. See what you can do, because after all you have to lose is pain, and I've been taking it for eight years plus, and it works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Okay, and Kyle, what is it we tell everybody?
Yeah, that's right. All you got to lose is pain.
Boy, is that true. Truer words are never spoken. Now,
exactly, a
lot of people have feared the expanded IRS, which hasn't been expanded yet, meaning that more audits of everyday Americans is going to be coming. And I'm telling you, they can't. The way they told us they're going to do it, they can't do it. They have to keep those people working. They have to give them all the audits they can possibly do and see where they go from there.
Well, generally speaking, I think the consensus is, well, how else are you going to pay for the Inflation Reduction Act? Right? How else are you going to do that?
Sure.
And that's kind of being a joking about a little bit. But what's not a joking matter, of course, Captain, is that the notion that you'd have 87,000 projected new IRS agents, what else are they going to do? They're supposed to be, evidently, investigating billionaire tax cheats or something like that. And I think it was Peter Ducey at the White House press briefing asked Karine Jean-Pierre about this, just straightforward, you know, and basically they were told, no, this is not what these agents are for. They're not going to be auditing people making under $400,000 a year and this kind of stuff. So
do you believe that?
I don't believe it. I hate to say. No. I really hate to say, because what else are you going to do? How else are you going to expand a major federal institution like this by 87,000, almost 90,000 new individuals? And then what are they going to do? I mean, how many billionaires are there? Right? I mean, that's
not that many.
Yeah, this seems like this is a task force and not a army problem, you know, in terms of how many people you need.
Well, Trump is continuing to loom large over the GOP after a string of primary victories. One of them is what happened last night in Wisconsin for governor. A businessman, just like Trump, never been in politics before, per se, just like Trump, wound up getting the nod as the Republican candidate, not governor, candidate in Wisconsin. He stands a good, real good chance of being elected.
Well, that's right. And I think they were talking about the notion of, you know, the professional politicians and so forth. And while people have the right to vote for whomever they want, unless they're specifically term limited on something, that's fine. But I think the notion of professional politician is starting to wear a little bit thin. And that's, I think, one of the campaign aspects of this campaign.
Well, we'll see what happens, because, again, I think he has an excellent opportunity to go on and do what he needs to do. And I will say that Donald Trump is right in the middle of just going along endorsing people. There's more primaries coming, and over the next few weeks, one of them, of course, is down here in Florida, and I can't wait to see what happens there with his endorsements.
Well, that's right. Well, of course, now more than ever, this is going to, whatever happens with any possible indictment that comes down the pike or whatever it is, they're still going to be talking about Trump. Trump is going to be the major factor in all this. And quite frankly, if the Democrats would have literally left well enough alone, it may have been, and I don't know necessarily would be, but at the very least, they wouldn't continue to elevate Donald Trump, and this is what they've actually been doing. And I think it's going to backfire on them, because people don't take kindly to the notion that there's all this politics going on. Now, we'll see if there ever is an indictment and all this kind of stuff. You know, heck, we'd like to see the warrant for this whole thing, only because we want to understand it, as opposed to it. This has happened in the early morning hours, in the dark, or whatever it is, but nobody's going to know anything about it. That's not the way the American people like to operate.
Speaking of in the early morning hours, dark, and all that stuff, China, a new and potentially lethal virus has been reported in China. It's infected already 30 people on the country's eastern part of the world, in Hainan, as well as Shandong provinces.
That's right. Now, it's got a name that we're going to start getting used to pronouncing, I think. It's called the Langya Hinapa virus, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, or Lavi, evidently. It's about 35 people it was detected in, but I think they've known about this since about 2018, that particular date, but also 2019. And the issue with this is that it's the kind of virus that can jump from another species to humans. In this particular case, jumping from shrews to humans. And so, yes, this is another thing they've got their eye on, and it definitely could become a factor, just depending. It's a very scary thing.
So make sure you keep your shrew on a leash.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The Taming of the Shrew. I remember that movie title.
Well, I remember the book. We had to read the book years ago.
Well, I'll bet. Yeah, but this is. But again, one of the scary things is the idea of things that can go between animals and humans. Yeah,
you're absolutely right. Well, we're getting ready to come up on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, but you know, folks, you have a situation right now. You have in front of you this primary coming up and this midterm coming up, where we the people have got to get this right. We have got to go out and we've got to vote and get these bums out of office that created the problem that we have to begin with. And it's time to exercise some term limits for some of these people and get rid of the ones that have been there forever that are either doing the same old, and not getting any results, or they're not doing anything and not getting any results. But the main thing is they're collecting a paycheck. But what are they doing for you? What are they doing? Nothing. Right, Kyle?
Well, in so many cases. Because why? Because the can gets kicked down the road. One of the things about
term limits... That hurts, too, by the way.
That's right. Yeah, well, because one of the things about term limits is that it can create a sense of urgency for the occupant of that office, the representative or the senator, for example. I have to do this now because I don't have years and years down the road to do this. I want to make my mark. I want to get this passed, you know, let's say. All right, I want to get this done. That's one aspect of looking at term limits. And but the idea, of course, is that, you know, things always just seem to kind of stay the same, or unfortunately, they get worse. And so also, I'll say this real briefly, Captain, the notion of the founders typically was that you'd come out of private industry or private work, whatever it is, and go into government for a little while and then go back to where you came from, you know, and you wouldn't be in government.
Citizen representatives, they called themselves.
Right, exactly. Because otherwise, what happens? You go off to Mount Olympus somewhere and you start losing touch. You know, because it becomes very, very obvious in some cases.
Well, remember Davy Crockett? He was not a full-fledged congressman for life. He only ran, I believe it was one term, and then went off to the Alamo.
That's right. That's right. That's a very, and when he left Congress, I think I don't know if it's an apocryphal quote or whatever, something that says everybody can go to you know where, and I'm going to Texas.
Yes, and he did.
That's right.
That was where he died, too, but anyway, was what it was. Okay, hear the music coming up at my ear, folks. Kyle will be right back with me. We're going to be headed for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Jeff is going to take us to break, and if he doesn't fall off the chair where he's talking right now, he's about to say something of substance, so we're going to let him say it. You ready? Well, here we go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm out.
had is Rare Earth, and that song goes back, Kyle, to 1970.
Yes, exactly. That's a, it's still got a great sound, and
oh yeah,
some of those songs that you just love, and it never gets old.
You just turn that thing on, start dancing.
That's right.
That's all there is to it. It's easy. It's got a beat. And let's see, what they used to say on Vanson, it had a good beat, and I'll give it a 75. All right, Mr. Kyle, what's going on the weather-wise out by you?
All right, well, folks, we got some flood watches to tell you about, especially in southern Arizona near Tucson up through Phoenix, also through Kingman, and also as you come over into the desert of southern California. So certainly if you're traveling up Interstate 15, you're in the area of Baker, you're heading towards state line into Nevada, you've got aerial flood watches going on. If you're also in the Ludlow area and you're coming across I-40 out of California heading towards Arizona, or vice versa, you're also in that aerial flood watch. This is also going to reach all the way up to the border of Nevada with the Idaho, if you're in the Elko area, and also through most of the southern part of Utah, southwestern part of Utah, coming up Interstate 15. You've got this aerial flood watch happening right now. Quick check of the actual rainfall that we're seeing. It is raining near Tucson and then south of there as well. You've also got rain. That last hour was right around St. George. It looks like it might be moving just a little bit, but you're still going to encounter it. And certainly as you go north of Cedar City on Interstate 15, you're going to encounter rain there as well. I-80 coming out of Reno, north of Lovelock, and then also around, let's see, Battle Mountain, you're going to have rain coming across the interstate there. It also proceeds northward up through the borderline, basically, of Oregon State, or the state of Oregon, and Idaho, and as you head on up towards the area of Moscow, and then also coming out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, coming across I-90, definitely going to be encountering rain coming across your windshield as you head towards Superior. So be very careful out there, especially with the amount of rain, and the flood watches are in sync, Captain, until about Wednesday evening, so be careful out there.
All right, I'm going to go right down to Oklahoma. We got some heavy fog there in the middle part of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, north up through the Kansas state line. And then, of course, we have got some fog running up 44 towards Tulsa out of Oklahoma City. We've also got that fog running east of Oklahoma City about 25, 30 miles. Moving on down into Texas, down by Eagle Pass, straight over to the Gulf. We have an area down there of unsettled weather. Looks like it's going to be rain during the course of the day. And you want to keep your eyes on that down there because they've been getting a lot of rain down there, too. And just like other parts of the South, it is presenting a problem. Now, we've got, and I hate to say this, but here we go, up into Kentucky. Now, the rain has expanded greatly right now. It's moved all the way over through the mountainous areas of Virginia, through the mountainous areas of Maryland, and it's almost all the way to the coastline now, headed towards Delaware. It'll be probably there in the next hour, Delaware, or maybe even South Jersey, and across the northern part of Maryland, east over by Baltimore. It looks like it's going to keep moving that direction. But when you start out in Kentucky, the areas where they've been inundated with the flood, they've got more rain there right now, again, second day in a row, and it's going to be there again all day. Rain in West Virginia, rain in southern Ohio. And by the way, there is some flooding going on in southern Ohio right along the river down there. Rain in the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania and some flooding going on there. And again, as I said, the mountains of Virginia tonight as well as West Virginia. And then looks like it's up straight across I-70 all the way to Baltimore right now. We have rain moving on down, coming down towards the Gulf of Mexico. Mississippi on over towards New Orleans. You've got I-10 to the Gulf. Low-lying areas are flooded still from the other day and from the rain that they've been getting in the afternoon. So there you go. Now, Kyle, tell us about the pilot in Klein J.
Well, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J bringing you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You can find out more about them by visiting them at pilotflyingj.com. Find out about joining the My Rewards program, because when you do, now through October 31st, you're going to start saving 10 cents a gallon on gas. It's a great deal. Existing members, you can also take advantage of that, and we want you to check them out right now, pilotflyingj.com.
Yahoo! All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and don't forget, you can go over to his website, kylewarrenshow.com, Kyle Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, show.com. Go over there, find out more about him. All right, joining us right now from California, or wait, not California, listen to me, from Tarpon Springs up on the rock, up on top of the rock, where she can see the whole world. We've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you can literally see anything that's going on up there when the weather's just right, because I've been up there and sat up there in your driveway, and it's amazing.
It's quite the view.
Yep. Now, we survived yesterday, but we've got more stuff coming, because now all the politicians are getting involved one way or the other, and I'm shocked that former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has put his two cents worth into this, and he's demanded that the Department of Justice and the FBI come clean and tell everybody what it is that we need to know.
I had to watch that whole thing twice, or I should say read it twice, on Cuomo's position with the Department of Justice and the FBI. I'm not sure I know what to make of it.
I was shocked. I was.
Well, you know, there's got to be some kind of motivation behind all that. And I don't know what it is yet. I haven't figured it out.
I don't know. Maybe he wants to be the new attorney general. I can't believe Garland's going to be able to stay the course. They're calling for his head literally right now. Some people on both sides of the aisle.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
No, but they're doing it, and you never know in this day and age what we're going to get. So we'll see.
True enough.
We'll see. Okay, folks, we're going to go to break. When we come back from break, more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.